and a massive cash register outage leaves thousands of customers at Target stores in Delaware and around the country standing in endless lines over the weekend. Perhaps you were one of them. If not, just a cursory search on Twitter reveals the frustration of shoppers. So what happened to cause such a major inconvenience? And what is the major box retailer doing to ensure it doesn't happen again? Live on the WDL Newsline to Los Angeles, CBS News high-tech reporter Larry Magid. Larry, your thoughts on what apparently happened or incomplete information so far?
Target called an internal technology issue, which, of course, tells us very little other than the fact that it was not an outside attack. So we don't know what caused it, but we do know that shoppers were inconvenienced, as I'm sure were clerks and the people who count the profits of a store the day before Father's Day, when a lot of families, I'm sure, were shopping for Father's Day presents. And the only other good news is that at least some stores apparently gave out treats to customers to make up for the inconvenience, but if you're out shopping and you need something, I'm sure it's frustrating.
Well, apart from hackers and security issues, it does show you the vulnerability of an interlinked system, doesn't it? Although, of course, in today's corporate America, corporations want to know instantly what the shoppers are purchasing and demand and all that. I just don't know how you get out of that vicious circle, do you?
No, it's a problem because it affects other airlines, for example, other industries, including airlines. I am old enough to remember when you walked up to the ticket counter, they wrote you a ticket on paper. And so unless they ran out of paper, they were pretty much in good shape. In fact, I once actually got to an airline where they did run out of paper, and the guy just used regular paper to say, okay, let this guy on the plane.
Yeah.
And that those days are long gone, of course, and when airlines' ticket systems go down, the planes don't fly because they don't know who their passengers are. The same situation with Target. It's centralized. So when something goes wrong, it goes wrong in a very big way and can affect literally the entire chain. In some cases, you know, these companies are interconnected, so there are retailers that actually own other retailers, and it can affect the entire, not just one company, but all of the affiliated companies.
Well, you as a high-tech guy, I kind of know how you're going to answer this, but do you ever step back from your own interests and say the emperor has no clothes in the sense that we have all these high-tech companies and they're making profits leaps and bounds, and most of the time when it works, creating an environment we could not have imagined even 20 years ago. But then, whether it be a hack or some other systemic problem, suddenly we're back to the dark ages.
You know, most of the time I go through my day totally happy with my technology. I don't even think about it. But when something goes wrong, for example, when my Comcast broadband goes wrong, not because I did anything, but because there's some glitch in the system, it affects me and my neighbors and potentially everybody in the country who uses that. I've even had trouble. I have a connected car, and I've even had times when my car wasn't operating properly, and it turned out to be a system glitch because a car depends on connectivity for some of its function. So, you know, we are moving in this direction, and I do think that companies have to think about a way of decentralizing. They can have centralized systems, but the system should operate without the centralized system necessarily in place, so that they don't have these nationwide disasters like happened on Saturday with Target.
Well, you see, at the risk of sounding like a Luddite, I just worry that we're going to rue the day when some adversary internationally during a time of conflict bridging on war somehow finds a way to allow industrial America to go to the bottom very, very quickly. Of course, as we see in reporting by the New York Times, I guess we're already working to do the same to Russia.
Well, I was going to say, if you read the Mueller report, we know it's already happened in the most important thing that we do as citizens, which is to vote. So if it can infiltrate our voting system, imagine what it can do to banking, shopping, et cetera. I don't want to make anybody paranoid, but I'll tell you something. I keep a printout of my bank records. Now, I don't think anything's going to go wrong, but I'd like to know that at least I have a piece of paper that shows how much money I have in the bank, because long ago they got rid of passbooks. Remember passbooks where they showed you your balance? Well, those are long gone. And every penny that I have in every bank and institution, the only reason I know it's there is because of digits that come up on an interactive screen. I like to at least have a paper backup so I can say, hey, here's my balance.
Well, still, you can see some older person who's still stockpiling currency or even better, gold coins underneath the bed, just fearful of Armageddon, you know?
I'm not there yet. I'm not going there. I'm not trying to generate any paranoia. I'm pretty confident in the systems we have, but they are not foolproof. And of course, there is no, you know, people worry about security of technology. Well, we live in houses with glass windows, and those can be broken with.
Well, I was going to make that point. I mean, that's not 100% guarantee either. I mean, nothing in life is, even, well, come to think of it, even living or dying. So there you go. Okay.
Right.
We got a new existential.
You can rely on that fact.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Alan. Take care.
All right. Larry Magg of the CBS News High Tech Guy on the West Coast, live on Delaware.